Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Welcome to the show. Happy Memorial Day weekend to everybody. Today's show, let's get to it. Chemical sensitivity, understanding the truth behind the myth. Now that's a whopper. I'm going to make some claims today that are going to spin your heads. But in the end, if you follow along, if you take the time to comprehend, I think you'll draw the same conclusion that I have over 25 years of working with this kind of thing. I'm going to make some statements that initially are going to sound bizarre, but I will lead you through the thought process. This, of course, is not theory. It's based upon a good 2 decades of clinical experience. So again, chemical sensitivity, understanding the truth behind the myth or the myth misconceptions. You know, years ago, when I was a little boy, I remember my mother talking to women in the neighborhood, and they were talking about this new thing called TMJ. This is the 1960s in New York City. And TMJ, temporomandibular joint syndrome, was a new word, a new diagnosis being used in medicine at the time. And it was new at the time. And it just meant that you were clenching your jaw at night and that this could explain all these other symptoms you had. It was my first youthful experience to what later became known as a diagnosis of exclusion. Now, I want you to get that because there's lots of ripoffs day to day in medicine based upon people running to doctor's offices being completely confused about how and why and from what they suffer and being given a diagnosis of exclusion, which really is just another word for it. What you're being told you have means absolutely nothing, and nor does it do you any bit of good. And people with chemical sensitivity get this all the time. The notion that you have multiple chemical sensitivities, that you run around wearing a gas mask because if you breathe anything in that doesn't agree with you, you're down for 2 weeks. And that you're told you have this and that it's explained to you as some immune reaction to your environment and that there's something wrong with you is largely nonsense. Truly, largely nonsense. I'm going to make some very strong arguments today. I want the audience to keep in mind that these arguments come from helping people with it, helping people get over it, failing at helping people get over with it, and working with it for a couple of decades, only to find that it comes down, as always, to basic concepts. Healing is a labyrinth, and we make it a labyrinth because we make simple things complicated. That's what we do, Homo sapien. That's the claim to the show, always. That's the theme. It's not as tough as you think, right? You don't like it when it's implied that you're the public, so you can't understand the decisions behind your political system. You hate that, right? You're a John Q. peasant, and you're too dumb to understand why we're in the Middle East and why the economy goes up and down, and the big brother will take care of it for you. Well, this same thing is expressed in medicine all the time. And you're suffering and you're busy and therefore it's too tough to understand. I don't think it's too tough to understand, but you got to put it on the A list. So those of you who suffer from what you think is chemical sensitivity, really listen today. And those of you who are, well, fortunate enough not to suffer from this, really listen today, because there's always, if you get to basics, something in it for everybody. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's with 2 T's, straighttalk.cc. Chemical sensitivity, understanding the truth behind the myth. How many people have you known to walk around so sensitive to everything that they can't function in public anymore? They're isolated, shifted away from the culture. You often see them running around the city with air filters on their mouth. They take rides in cars and they have to wrap themselves and use all sorts of conditioners and all sorts of filters to make sure that nothing that they consider toxic potentially gets into their blood, because it creates this massive explosion. This is not just the air, this is foods, food sensitivities, what people often call food allergies, make life hell. And there's a certain type of person that's very susceptible to this. We're going to comment on it in a moment. But here's the point. Chemical sensitivity is a diagnosis of exclusion. You walk into the doctor and you say, everything I eat, I have a bad reaction to. Everything I breathe, I have a bad reaction to. Nobody else has this bad reaction to it. Only I do, or only a few of us do. And then you form a little club. You go online, you get into the chat rooms, and then the doctors go into the think tank and come out with this brilliant name, chemical sensitivity. You see, it's dumb. It's fibromyalgia. There's another one. Fibromyalgia. You have fibromyalgia. You know what fibromyalgia means? It means your muscles hurt. Fundamentally, fibromyalgia means your muscles hurt. We have chat rooms. We have groups. We have international symposiums every year to explain why people have so much achy muscle. And 30, 40 years ago, we didn't have this. Fibromyalgia, another diagnosis of exclusion, was beginning its birth about 40, maybe 50 years ago, like TMJ was. And all it is a more technical word to describe what you tell your doctor. Think of that. You bang your head into the wall every morning for 10 minutes. And you walk into a doctor's office and you say, Doc, my head hurts. And the doctor says, let me see what that's called. And he goes into another room, consults with his friends, looks into the medical literature, comes out and says, your head hurts? You have a headache. And that's how stupid this is. So first of all, if you've been told you have chemical sensitivity, like it's some sort of a disease, like it's some sort of an entity that you've now been tagged with, get rid of this idea. Because you've been stamped with a meaningless term. Now I'm going to turn that into reality for you over the next 50 minutes. To do that, if you can, get to the website. That's straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, just listen. Listen as appropriately as you can. And later on, get to the website. Tons of great pictures today. Well, there you go. Picture number one, chemical sensitivity syndrome. It's a syndrome, which means it's all in the chat rooms. There are, as I said, symposiums each month somewhere in the world filled with rows of people, usually with air masks on, so they don't have an attack during the symposium. And there we have picture number one, sick building syndrome. That's one subset of chemical sensitivity syndromes. Then we have reactive airways dysfunction syndrome. That means you can't breathe. Your reaction means you can't breathe. Then we have another subset, multiple chemical sensitivity syndrome. And of course, we give these long titles, we give them abbreviations. And people love abbreviations. And people run around with little stamps on their foreheads with these abbreviations. And then they use these abbreviations when they're in their doctor's offices. I have MCS, I have SBS, I have RADS, I have RUDS. And they come in and they list on their intake forms pages of these abbreviations that they've picked up along the way, all of which don't mean too much. Whether you have multiple chemical sensitivity syndrome, MCS, or you have what occurs more often in the office than at home, SBS, or whether you have whatever occurs that creates the inflammatory response that shuts your airway passages down and causes asthma, problems, breathing, so on and so forth, which is what we call RUDS, or you have a larger set of RUDS, which is RADS, reactive airways dysfunction syndrome, it really doesn't matter. It's all a lot of hoopla in the sense that it doesn't get you to understanding. So get rid of the label. I'm not overstating this, guys. You guys with chemical sensitivity syndromes, you separate yourself as if you've got some sort of imprint, and the whole loci of your life revolves around it. And it's that is half the disease. Okay, why do I say that? Number one, as chemical sensitivity syndromes go, let's talk about food first. So now we're going to start getting into the meat of this discussion. Let's talk about food. All the foods you eat cause all sorts of problems. Hives, itchy skin, you can't breathe, muscular pain. You could have IBS. You could have leaky gut. Leaky gut's tied in. IBS is tied in. But what you know is you put food in your mouth, and 20 minutes to an hour to 2 seconds later, you're having some sort of bad reaction. And the first distinction you've got to learn is the difference between an allergic reaction and a chemical sensitivity reaction. And I'm going to have you just hold on to that. We'll get into the distinction later. But I'm not talking about an immediate reaction to foods you're allergic to, like peanuts. I'm not talking about a peanut or strawberry allergy. I'm talking about something that most people have that have problems when they put food down their gut. And that is that they eat it and they have these weird inflammatory reactions throughout their body that don't feel good and that take you out of the game and that may last for anywhere from 2 hours to 2 months. Now, what is this about? Picture's worth a thousand words. Picture number five. You must understand this if you suffer from anything like this, and that is your intestinal villi. The 25 to 30 to 35 feet of small intestine are lined by billions upon billions of little suckers called villi. And yes, those regulars that listen to the show are well familiar. And if you're looking at picture five, you're well familiar with this wonderful photo. The inside of your 25 to 30 feet of small intestine, where the food goes in a liquid form called chyme, C-H-Y-M-E, are lined with billions of these suckers. These little peninsulas, these baby little pinkies. You describe them any way you want. But they're these little finger-like projections on the inside of the 30 feet of small intestine that want that liquid food. They want to suck it in so they can send it up to your liver so you can live and thrive and prosper and get big and strong. Now, this is so simple. It's so simple. Those suckers are either with their hands or their suckers or their little finger-like tendrils, projections. They're either sticking out calmly, comfortably, blissfully, waiting to receive that food, that manna from heaven, or those little fingers are filled with anxiety. They're twisted. They're crimpled. They're crumpled. They're contracted instead of expanded. They're holding a rigid tone instead of a soft, swaying one. They are, these finger-like projections, under control of the central nervous system through the vagus nerve going up to your brain. And they are deeply integrated into your psycho, emotional, spiritual being. That's where you start. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear you say, oh, the food is toxic. And I don't want to hear you say, oh, the food has chemicals. And I don't want to hear you say you've had these allergy tests.